Well, the impact of the spreading COVID outbreak in Australia's southeast is being felt well beyond that corner of the country, and it's tourism that's being hit especially hard. But the available financial assistance is a patchwork of state and federal grants that the sector says are complex and hard to get. 18 months into the pandemic, operators and industry bodies say a comprehensive plan for financial assistance is needed to give them certainty amid the ongoing upheaval. Matt Bamford reports from Broome.
West Australian cruise operator Jay Cox is more than 3,000 kilometres from the nearest COVID cases in Sydney and Melbourne. But right now, they feel closer than ever as lockdowns and restrictions wreak havoc on his business.
We were fully booked for the whole year. Every single trip, there's been something happen, and here we go again.
His company, Eco Abrolhos Cruises, relies on eastern states tourists. He's lost more than half his usual business.
Everything's been hard, so every day is a new challenge for us at the moment. It's just not getting any easier.
While Sydney traders can now get up to $10,000 a week in government support, there's little assistance for Jay Cox on the other side of the country. The patchwork of state and federal grants available are confusing, and applications take time, which is in short supply for Mr. Cox.
It's very hard. So you find that at the end of the day, you can't answer a lot of the questions, and therefore you aren't eligible for the payout, and so it just gets too hard. You end up giving up in the end and just have to go without.
His concerns have been echoed by the Australian Tourism Industry Council.
For most tourism businesses, they're simply not eligible for grants, even though they're amongst the worst hit, because a lot of the grants and assistance are really focused on the areas in lockdown and don't take into account the businesses that are outside the lockdown but whose guests, their visitors, the tourists, are in fact locked down.
Chair Evan Hall wants a more comprehensive approach.
I think what we need now is a regular ongoing scheme that isn't hobbled together after each outbreak, that has funding from state and federal governments to deal with the federal and state restrictions.
The Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry's Jenny Lambert says a co-funded package is the way to go.
It is about looking at ways that the federal government and in cooperation with the state and territory governments can provide support to businesses that are impacted very detrimentally by ongoing government restrictions.
But they'll need to put aside their differences to get the job done.
Business and the community can't afford to be left behind while governments point the finger at each other.
It's little comfort to Jay Cox, who is planning for more long months ahead.
It's not about work anymore. It's about how do you get around all these COVID issues to get yourself viable and keep customers coming in.
WA cruise operator Jay Cox, Matt Bamford, our reporter there.